You are listening to Real World News.
Communities demand bans to stop expansion of pineapple monoculture plantations in Costa Rica. In the past 10 years, large extensions of land in Costa Rica have been destined to the intensive and corporate production of pineapple for export, covering one quarter of the arable lands of the Central American country with serious consequences. The intensive use of agrotoxics, polluted water for human consumption, health problems in the entire populations, and the displacement of peasant communities turned the production of this tropical fruit into one of the main environmental conflicts in the past years in Costa Rica. In Costa Rica, this activity is mainly in the hands of transnational corporations such as Del Monte and Dole, and this country is the world's largest pineapple exporter, surpassing Brazil, and reaching sales worth over $600 million and a 10% annual growth. The crop is also an example of the land-grabbing phenomenon, since this agribusiness crop takes up to 50,000 hectares of lands. The communities affected by the crop have resisted the expansion of this monoculture in many ways. One of the most visible tools are the bans of local governments on the limits of pineapple expansion. Erlinda Quisada, member of the National Front of Sectors Affected by the Production of Pineapple, and a representative of the Municipal Council of Guasimo, talked to Real World Radio about the implementation of the ban to pineapple expansion in Guasimo and Pocosí. Quesada believes this ban is a response to the pressure of affected communities, since in La Francia, Louisiana, and El Cairo, the population denounced the pollution of their water sources caused by agrotoxics related to the cultivation of pineapple. Quesada also said that despite the implementation of the ban, the production companies continue threatening communities with a new strategy. The business sector, a promoter together with the government of the Responsible Pineapple Project, is evading criticism and responsibilities for the impacts caused by this activity. The Responsible Pineapple Project has been promoted for over a year now, said Erlinda Quesada, who compared this project with a cover to try to hide the effects of this agribusiness on environments and communities. Even though it is called responsible, we see this crop is increasingly irresponsible, even making communities disappear. This is a cover to lie to the population, said Quesada.
You are listening to Real World News.